Why I Lean Towards John Lennon, a podcast called A Look from Brooke. This is November 4th. As I get older, there's one truth about aging that makes me long for the old days, when I could come home from college on a holiday and sleep, nonstop, mind you, until noon. I can't do that anymore. And the simple fact is, I just lay awake sometimes in my dark night of the soul mode for at least an hour every night these days. It usually hits about 1:30 a.m. and then about 4:30 a.m. I have another one. It drives me crazy. For a while, I used that time to write sermons, ponder the existence of my life. But to be honest, at 1:30 and 4:30, those thoughts are often too dark to preach about. Looking back on some of those thoughts, I write them in a journal, often scares me when I look at them in the daylight. After trying to face those demons by writing them down, I tried a different approach. I tried numbing them by turning on my phone and watching endless clips of social media. To be honest with you, after searching around, I did find some really cool clips that lifted my spirits. If you scroll a lot, instead of spiraling down into the abyss of the negative on social media, and there's a ton of that, try looking at these clips, On the Road with Steve Hartman. In fact, Cindy, who convinced me to watch these, she's convinced me that watching one of these hope-filled videos every day can renew our hope in humanity. And I think she's right. Take a look. But let's face it, scrolling on your phone is still dangerous. It's just not healthy practice. There are just too many pitfalls available. So lately, I've decided to learn instead. I've decided to use this time to sharpen my mind and dig into topics that I've always wanted to learn more about. And recently, I've started learning more about art. I've always wanted to do that. And let me tell you, I have found the subject just fascinating. One of the things I've realized about art is that the purpose of art over time has changed. It used to be all about helping people find beauty, bending light and color and form into the works that lifted your spirits and raised your awareness of the beauty around you. That was the goal. Some of the artists we have in our history were absolutely masterful at this. And personally, I love the Impressionists, that whole series. But sometimes in our history, the artistic world found that creating beauty just wasn't enough. The world was more than that. The world, while at times beautiful, was also at times disturbing. Justice didn't always prevail. Art needed to serve a different purpose in these times. And so there became a shift from art that was created to be beautiful to art as a way of expressing this more truthful world, the way things really were. One of the first paintings that showed suffering and pain like this was a work done by the great romantic artist Theodor Gericault, and it's called The Raft of the Medusa, painted right around 1818. Now, this was a real-life account of the tragic shipwreck of the ship Medusa in 1815, and the suffering and the angst of those left adrift on a raft. My, oh my, what a piece of art. The pictures of anguish and suffering are all over the canvas. Now, I share all this because I find myself torn when I look at the history of art. And it makes me ponder my own form of art. I create worship and writing. What should worship be? Should it be pure beauty? Should going to church be all good news and inspiration? Or should it also be about naked truth? And if it is about that truth, shouldn't there be times in worship where we're real about the human condition? Where we, like the psalmist, let our screams out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me from the words of my groaning? Don't we owe it to ourselves and God to just speak the truth sometimes about our human condition? A while ago, I went to listen to the wonderful Hebrew scripture scholar, Walter Brueggemann, and he was adamant that in times like this, we need to reclaim the art of the lament in church and in our worship services. God doesn't want us to pretend, he shouted, that everything is holy down here. God wants to hear the truth of our hearts. But I also find, he makes a compelling argument, but I also find that in times of deep sadness and societal mess, the gift of a beautiful song or the pen of words of hope or the radiant life of one of the impressionists like Claude Monet's Beach at Pourville are something that I need more than ever. And so, call me a coward, but my leanings are toward beauty these days. My art devices are now filled with paintings full of light and hope. My phone is full of clips from On the Road with Steve Hartman. My worship service lean heavily towards a gospel full of hope. And my songs tend to be less Bob Dylan's The Times They Are Changin' and more John Lennon's Imagine. Personally, I feel like each of us has enough of the real stuff that we can handle. And I truly don't think that that real stuff is all that's out there. It's not that I don't appreciate the truthful effort of these artists. We do need the truth. I just think that there's more than that ugly truth sometimes out in the world. Your friend and pastor, holding on to a greater hope and truth. Lean in that way. Brooke. P.S. In Washington, there are many folks, me included, that suffer right around this time with SAD, seasonal affective disorder. We have to have sunlight. Beauty and hope are a part of my SAD treatment. Have a great day.